Number 11.
I think I deserved a higher grade in chemistry class. Does Professor Welch ever change the grades he gives?
Sure, about once a century.
What can be inferred about Professor Welch from this conversation? Number 12.
I wonder how I did on Professor Porter's test.
Oh, she's already posted the grades on her office door.
What does the man say about Professor Porter? Number 13.
I've invited some friends over to watch the game on television. I think I'll go out and get some drinks before they arrive here.
Shouldn't you get some snacks, too?
What does the woman tell the man? Number 14.
I'm going to drop my political science class. It meets too early in the morning for me.
Alan, is that really a good reason to drop the class?
What does the woman imply? Number 15.
I can hardly hear anything from back here. Let's just go home.
Why don't we ask an usher if we can sit closer to the stage?
What does the man suggest? Number 16.
William comes up with some weak excuse or another for just about every mistake he makes, doesn't he?
Wait till you hear his latest.
What do the speakers imply about William? Number 17.
What a beautiful sunset. You should photograph it, Melissa.
If I had some film in my camera, I would.
What does Melissa mean? Number 18.
We should be arriving at the airport in another 10 minutes.
Wait a second. This bus is going to the airport?
What can be inferred about the man? Number 19.
I wonder when the Board of Regents will pick a new dean of students.
Who knows? They're not even scheduled to meet until next month.
What does the woman imply? Number 20.
Are Randy and his friends still going to play cards this evening?
He's setting up the folding card table right now.
What does the woman say about Randy?